Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Hey, unless you've been under a rock, you know the NFL is back, college football is back, and the NBA Finals are underway. Prime betting season right now. It's winning season, though, at my bookie. I don't know about you guys, but a little something-something on the game. Whether it's not that much, or maybe more than not that much, if you've got a hunch about something, is a lot more fun than just flipping around, oh, there's a game on. Get with my bookie. MyBookie.com, the official website to get your sweet action with this Zabecast. Go there right now and put your deposit in. They will match your deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Pretty sweet, right? Plus, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only a $10 entry, and they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. I mean, come on. Get in on this. It is the best leverage you'll ever get to win a big payday without having to risk losing a big payday. All that and more is at mybookie.com. Promo code Zabe. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Get that 100% dollar-for-dollar matchup. Sign up today and bet with the site I use, mybookie.com. NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, it's all there at mybookie.com. Today on the Zabecast, a hungry Andy Pollin is back from his fast, and he's got thoughts on Patrick Mahomes, the unicorn, Craig Carton's imminent return to sports radio, Dwayne Haskins' Instagram, and Ron Rivera's lack of timeout swagger. All that plus the NFL's first big COVID test. Your high test, not street legal, 30-minute dose of pure me is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Wednesday, September 30, 2020. Thank you for downloading and thank you for joining me. Remember, this is not a full-blown recap of everything that has happened in sports or the world in the last 24 hours. It's just a sampling and it can be a bit random at times. It's a supplement, as I like to say. It is extra stuff. If you want the regular good stuff, make sure to tune in 6 to 9 a.m. on the Game 97.3 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or on the iHeart app, or 3 to 6 p.m. on the Team 980 in D.C. Get the Team 980 app as well. You can listen to both shows. There's some overlap, but different in tone, nature, etc., etc., and the things we talk about as well, D.C.-focused versus Milwaukee-focused. Before I get to the NFL's first big COVID test here, I got this email from my good friend Andrew Hotchkiss, good friend because I met him on the trip to South Africa, and we became good friends, him and his lovely wife, and Michelle. And he sent me this link because I said that these podcasts, I'm going to cram them down into 30 minutes there, give or take. Yesterday we went long, and I'm sure I'll go long again, but trying to get them 30, and then an hour on Fridays. And that should be enough. That should be enough. We're here for a good time, right? Not a long time. 30 minutes is a good length. You have a lot of other podcasts you need to cheat on with me. I know, I'm not your only podcast. So let's get you in, let's get you out, and let's get what done we have to do. Yeah, let's go. Okay. So he said, Zabe, are you familiar with the We're Here for a Good Time song by Trooper, a fine Canadian band from the 70s and 80s? I thought it would make for good bumper music on your podcast. And in fact, I had never heard of this, but I'm going to take a listen. 1.1 million views. Can't be wrong, right? A very good friend of mine told me something the other day. I'd like to pass it on to you, because I believe what he said to be true. He said we're here for a good time. There we are. Not a long time. Yeah, I love it. So have a good time. All right, I like it. I'm going to definitely incorporate it. Thank you, Andrew Hotchkeys. Andrew, not Drew, by the way, because I was calling him that, and he said, oh, by the way, one thing. This was on the trip to South Africa, in South Africa. It's like, it's not Drew, it's Andrew. And me being a ball buster, I was like, ah, come on. And he was like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, all right, cool. Andrew, just like Patrick Mahomes instead of Pat Mahomes. We'll talk about that with Andy in just a second. All right, so last night was interesting off the field because ESPN ran a story in which they talked to Dr. Alan Sills, the chief medical officer for the NFL, on what they do, their whole protocols on testing. And Alan Sills let the cat out of the bag by saying, well, you know, we watch the cycle count, and if we're getting people who are in that range of we're seeing them at a high cycle show up a little bit as positive, then we lower the cycle to really see who's infectious. Aha! Just what I've been saying for a long time. They also then retest people who are positive to make sure they're not false positives, and that's how they've done a good job so far. Well, no sooner had that story come out, and I was crowing about it, on Tuesday morning and Tuesday afternoon, what happens Tuesday morning? Pop, 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 pop. Bunch of tests pop positive for the Titans, and now that game against the Steelers is in jeopardy, although as of this taping on Tuesday night, has not been called off yet. This will be interesting. Apparently they did follow-up testing. Apparently these are real positives, but are they asymptomatic? Are they positives that are no longer viral or no longer contagious? I don't know if anyone knows. The NFL is going to shut down the Titans facility for a couple days until Saturday out of a so-called abundance of caution. The Steelers are being told, keep preparing for your game as if you're going to play it. The Vikings are being tested as well. And who knows what tomorrow morning may bring. Let's hope it's nothing. The NFL has got a lot less flexibility than the NCAA does and these conferences do because they, you know, they got a more complex schedule. Everybody plays who they're supposed to play, and you can't just drop games. You can't go conference only. And I think the NFL is really hoping for an unmarred season of uneven numbers of games and everything else. So we'll see. Like, you know, I'm not against what they're doing here, but I was both encouraged to hear that, A, I was right. They're definitely using lower cycle thresholds. But B, I'm glad they were right, but I'm also pissed off. So I'm of two minds. I'm pissed off because the rest of the country, we don't get to enjoy this. We don't get to enjoy. We don't get to play by these rules. We don't get to play by these rules. The rules of, oh, well, we're the NFL. We've got resources that can dedicate to, are you sure you're positive? Let's test you again. Okay, how about
One more time. Okay, you're good. Okay, let's lower the cycle threshold. Real people I know are being put in quarantine 14 days with great disruption to their lives. And they get one test. That's it. In fact, my buddy Big Mike tried to get a second test. They go, no, we're not going to give you one. He found out his first test, his wife is a nurse. She found out from the lab they used 55 cycles of amplification. Get the fuck out of here. 40 is too many. 30 is probably the most you should do. If you drop it from 40 to 30, you get rid of like 90% of the so-called positives. But we keep testing ourselves into oblivion right now, and, well, that's the way it is. So we'll see what the NFL does here. It's their first big coronavirus test. Let's talk to our man, Andy Pollin.
Hello.
Hello, Andy. How was the fast this year, my friend?
Well, let's see. It would be 57 consecutive years of fasting on Yom Kippur. So
hey, now.
I'm pretty much used to it, yeah.
Okay. So it's not hard anymore? They say intermittent fasting is the latest diet craze.
Yeah, I haven't gone in that direction, but just, you know, having done it every year, I kind of know what to expect, how you start to feel in the afternoon.
You're hungry. It's one day, though. Like, honestly, it should not be that hard.
No, it's not really that difficult. Yeah. And then, you know, you kind of blow it when you break the fast and eat bagels and lox and cake and all the other good stuff. Oh, so,
all that delicious stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with Patrick Mahomes, shall we? Patrick Mahomes is ridiculously good. Question, who does he remind you of? You were about to jump in. Talk to me, Andy. What was that jump in all about?
Well, it's just, I mean, you watch him play, and I was thinking about the Monday Night Crew this year versus last year. And I think it's an upgrade. I've known Steve Levy for a long time. I work with him at The Fan. I think he does a solid job. And you got a solid analyst in Brian Griese and Lewis Riddick. It is fine. But on the shovel pass to the fullback, the underhanded shovel pass, Joe Tessitore, his head would have exploded on that. And you got a really good, I thought, understated call from Levy on it. But when you watch that, you just go, this guy seems to be playing a different game than everybody else is. He's in control. He's, you know what he's like? He's like Greg Maddux. Greg Maddux once threw.
No, all due respect, Andy. Greg Maddux was boring as the day is long.
Okay, but efficient and had placement. This guy has got placement. He Maddux once threw a complete game with something like 78 pitches, something like that. And that's kind of what he is. You're right. He is more exciting. And he can do so many things. But
my neighbor called him Steph Curry with a football. How's that? You don't like that one?
Maybe.
Is Steph Curry not a complete enough player for your liking to be compared like that? Like, there are great quarterbacks. First of all, the quarterbacking numbers this year in the NFL, when it's all said and done, are going to get blown out of the water because these guys are feasting on no fans.
Right.
They're feasting on the laboratory conditions right now. Fans make a difference for quarterbacks in a lot of different ways, we're finding out. Russell Wilson's on pace for 73 touchdowns or something like that.
Yeah, well, part of it's the rules, too. They continue to tweak those.
But the rules are the same as they were last year.
And yeah,
the theory was the offenses would not be out of the gate as fast because of the no off season.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that hasn't been the case. I mean, it's really been, I'd be just watching him last night and what we went into it talking about this as being Manning and Brady. Well, the gulf is now incredibly wide between the two of them. And Lamar Jackson had some kind of loose lips last night. Going on and on about how, you know, they ran the Tennessee game plan against him. Like,
Oh, no, he didn't.
This
cat is great, too. Lamar is the MVP, but he is a front runner. He cannot engineer comebacks from behind. Until he throws the Ravens to a win from a deficit of 10 or 14 points, he's not complete as a player. And you and I sat there and listened to Desmond Howard face-to-face at Army-Navy Radio Row saying he'll be a good
wide receiver.
Was he talking about him, or was I thought he was talking about the quarterback for Ohio State, Braxton?
No, no, he was. He was. Don't you remember? You and I were sitting there with him.
Yeah,
and then you had to face to face him on his bust years with the Redskins, and I was like, "Well, Jesus, Andy, enough of this."
Well, it was like Costanza's father going to meet Steinbrenner. How could you trade Jake Unit?
Right. You had to bring it up. By the way, Tess, do you miss? So you don't miss Tess, huh? What would Tess have done last night?
Oh, my! Ebukam! Ball is out! Ball is out! Wow!
Yeah,
Can you believe this?
Boog! Have you ever seen a double pass like that? Boog! Can you believe that? Boog!
Now, what's funny is that something happened in the broadcast that you mentioned last week, and that was Lewis Riddick got called out by Patrick Mahomes' mom because he kept calling him Pat.
Right.
How funny is that? That you said that was a Cosell move. Lewis Riddick was doing a Cosell, and he's like, Pat Mahomes, and his mom tweeted, if this guy keeps calling him Pat one more time, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless he was just an enormous baseball fan about, 15 or 20 years ago, because Pat Mahomes was a pretty decent pitcher. He wasn't, a coffee guy.
I know. So what is to attribute the amazingness of Patrick Mahomes? Is it the supernatural talent? Is he just a unicorn that comes prancing along every 20 years? Is it the baseball background? Is it the fact that he got to audit for a year, and then he's got a great coach in Andy Reid, and he's got a track team to throw to, and a good organization, or all the above?
Yeah, I think all the above. I think in another organization we might not see this, but he does have Andy Reid, who has, he's my age, and he walks like my father, but.
How is your dad, by the way?
No, he's fine, but he's 92, okay. And so at that point you kind of slow down, but he is punking some coach. I mean, Harbaugh was one of his guys. He owns him, and
the ownership is real, and it's spectacular. Yeah. Okay,
so he's got that.
What do you make, though, of his beautiful bride, Brittany
Mahomes?
Yeah,
well, that's comes with the territory,
but,
doesn't it?
But do you think he's making a mistake? He's getting married very young, and she is a bit of a wild child,
Yeah. Didn't they tweet something out that she's pregnant? I think they did.
Yes, today. They did. As I was just looking at the photo right there. So you're okay with her style, in other words, which is something like this. She's just screaming into her phone, but that's kids today, Andy.
I know, but do you think in a different sort of way, but sort of the same, she's got Brenda Warner potential?
I don't know how the game is played these days with these young players. I feel bad for them in a way, because it's such a treacherous minefield they've got to navigate.
Yeah, but I mean, well, she'd be calling talk shows and saying, Andy Reid's keeping my man back or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
And then that brings us to one Dwayne Haskins. Andy,
yeah.
Where do you stand on the young Simba, as he calls himself? Dwayne Haskins.
Look, interceptions are part of the deal with these young quarterbacks. And you've got a coach who's pretty much telling you, I'm playing for next year. He shortens the game. Bill Parcells used to shorten the game by running the ball and playing great defense. Ron Rivera just shortens it by quitting after like 56 minutes. But I think that what we're going to see is a guy who could develop into something, but I think they're going to use this season to find out, which is not the worst thing in the world, because if at the end of this season you don't think he's the guy, draft somebody. Move on, because the rookie contracts now allow you to do that. And the investment in him is not so great that you can't do that.
I'm looking at his Twitter account, and he's, of course, got that half face, half lion with the Nike swoosh, and he goes by Simba. And I mean, it's what, you know, the kids do this with their Instagram accounts and their Twitter accounts. I don't mind that. But at what point do you worry it's too much and he's too obsessed with it? And does any other young quarterback do this kind of stuff?
I don't know. He seems to be on a better tone this year than he was last year. You know, he really got wrapped up in the and doing the selfies with the fans at the end of the game. I think he's fine.
How about this one, though? And I'm not sure if this was before or after the game in Cleveland, but he put out on Instagram, Wi-Fi is free, so everybody has an opinion. Stack it up, on to the next. Don't be a fan later.
Yeah, I think you need to.
Somebody said, here we go again. I hope that our next quarterback isn't a damn IG model and doesn't say shit like this.
Yeah, well, I mean, you still follow RG3?
I do. I do just because I want to hear the successories gibberish that is coming spilling out of his piehole.
It's these constant Hallmark cards that come out, you know, minute after minute, you know, leave the story and beat an egg. And I mean, it's just nonsense dribble. So, you know, this is what people do nowadays. This is a generation that's now grown up on social media. Twitter's been around since 2009. That's more than half the life of Dwayne Haskins.
Where do you stand on the timeout situation with Rivera? I think this is insanity, Andy. He's got to stop this now. Stop it.
I don't.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Understand. Not only that, not just the timeouts at the end of the game. He went into the halftime locker room with two. He had two timeouts left, and you know, before they had the turnover, they had a chance to move the ball, at least get it into field goal range, and he didn't do it.
Think his response was incredibly paternalistic? Look, I'm going to take care of my young team. I'm worried about developing my young team. I'm not trying to please anybody's opinions. It ain't about my opinion, your opinion. It's basic strategy. You're forfeiting percentage points of chance to win a game. And in a league of comebacks like we've seen, how can you afford to do that in an 11-point game?
Not only that, and he addressed this to some degree on the podcast that J.P. Finley did for NBC Sports Washington. He's playing in a division, which is a joke.
Yes.
I think Zabe, 6-9-1 is in play for the division title. And what Doug Peterson did, and it was nuts.
6-9-1, holy shit.
Merrill Reese has been doing their games for, 43 years now, went crazy over it. But Doug Peterson was playing for half of a win.
And it wasn't a win. It wasn't the worst idea in the world.
Right?
It's a half a win. You call ties half wins, and that's the appropriate thing. All right, I got to talk a little bit of John Cooper with you because he is an amazing story. The Lightning win the Stanley Cup. Yep. This guy was a lawyer until 32 and then decides, hey, I think I'll start coaching some high school hockey. Works his way up the ranks. Next thing you know, He's winning a Stanley. This is one of the great stories of all time. I mean, how does this even happen? This is a total outsider. Someone said that Brad Stevens was working on Wall Street as well and was unhappy and said, you know what? Screw this. I want to go coach. And now he's in the NBA.
Was working for EJ Lilly, I think, a company in Indianapolis. And then something opened up, and he eventually wound up at Butler. Certain guys, there's probably for every one of these guys, there's 100 other guys who've tried it and we've never heard of them. But these guys have risen to the top. I also don't really understand hockey coaching in that teams can change coaches like 3 weeks before the finals and win the cup.
Right.
You know, it just doesn't seem the same. But he also made a point. He was on with Scott Van Pelt last night. I thought this was interesting. And he said, look, I haven't seen my family in 3 months. I got players who are going stir crazy. Basically, his pitch was, don't put an asterisk next to this cup. This may have been the toughest one to win.
Hard one to win, yeah. He went from lawyer to Lansing Catholic High School coach to Junior B Silver Cup champion to NAHL Robertson Cup champion to USHL Clark Cup champion to Calder Cup to AHL, or that's the AHL championship, and then the Stanley Cup.
Mm.
He's won every step of the way. It's fucking crazy. It's great. It's like Charlie Casserly, the Redskins GM, started out in the mailroom, right?
Right. He was a high school football coach in New Jersey.
Charlie was?
And decided he wanted to go to the NFL. He wrote to all then 28 teams. The only letter he got back was from George Allen with the Redskins. And he said, yeah, come on in. Well, he gets in there and he realizes, hey, this is not a paying job. It's an internship. And so that's when he had to stay at the YMCA. But staying there for a year led to a job in scouting. He stayed in scouting, and that eventually made him assistant general manager to Bobby Bethard. When Bethard left, he took over. So, yeah, it was a guy who was willing to take a chance. He was not married. I think he was less than 30 years old, and he made that move. I'll give you a broadcasting one.
Yes.
Gary Thorne. You know Gary Thorne? He's working as a lawyer in Maine, and he buys an interest in a minor league baseball team in Maine. And he decides, we need to do radio.
The play-by-play man. He bought a minority chunk of the team.
made himself the play-by-play guy. And so then an opening comes with the Mets that they need a number two guy to Bob Murphy. And he's made some tapes, and he mails one in. And sure enough, he's got one of the 60 major league jobs as this number two announcer for the New York Mets.
How about Mike Florio? Failed lawyer, turned into a big TV star with his, website, profootballtalk.com and radio show and whatnot. I can't stand his politics. I think he would have been the worst lawyer in the world. He has shown some of the worst legal instincts I've ever read, but I respect the hustle and the grind. He's got great hair, too, and he's got a multi-million, he's got a million-dollar career, right, don't you think?
I think. I mean, he's done NBC, and he's got one thing is, when you're a lawyer, you learn how to speak. So I think that has helped him as well.
Yeah. Okay. Best of three. We had the Twins lose today. Early playoff action over against the Astros. That was the 3-6 matchup, I want to say. It's amazing how many games are going on right now. We have not had best of three in a playoff in a major American sport men's. Sorry, WNBA. Sorry, Major League Soccer, but a men's best of three in any series since 83 when the NBA went away from it. This is a high-stakes format because you lose the first one as the favorite, you're already on elimination ground. Do you like it or hate it?
I love it. I think this was definitely something that, first of all, if they were going to expand to 16, there's no way they could have done best of five for two rounds. I
mean, sure.
There's too many. And, people forget this. The Bobby Thompson home run in 1951, the Giants win the pennant, that's thought of as like a one-game playoff in the way that the Yankees and the Red Sox played in 1978 with the Bucky Dent home run. That was actually a best of three. And they had tied for – there were no divisions then, so they had tied for the National League pennant, and they played a best of three. The Dodgers won game two of the series 10-0. So they had the momentum and they were getting ready to close it out. And then, of course, Bobby Thompson hits the walk-off home run and the Giants win. And as we've learned in later years, they were cheating. They were sending signals. And
to an electronic buzzer with a telescope in the scoreboard in the center field wall.
Right, right. So they were getting away with it. But the point is, everybody thinks of that as like one game. And it was, in fact, a three-game series, and the previous game had been won 10-0.
Let me ask you a question. Are you on the train? Are you on the Incredible Zabe train that has pulled out of the station? 5-0-1 in my first 2 weeks, documented right here on the Zabecast. Get to my bookie and get an account and start hammering. Come on now. It's winning season at my bookie. I don't know about you guys, but for me, a game is 10 times more exciting when you got a little bit of something on it. Doesn't have to be a ton of money. Could be 10 bucks. It's the juice. It's fun thinking, yes, I just won lunch tomorrow at Chipotle. Sometimes you got a gut feeling about a game. You're just like, I got to go with it. If you don't have gut feelings, go with me. I'm hot right now. Regardless of how you play or how you've been betting for years, get with MyBookie. MyBookie is a rock-solid place to get your sweet, sweet action on, not just the NFL, but college football now with the SEC coming back, the NBA playoffs headed towards the finals, and, of course, the Stanley Cup and a whole bunch more. Right now, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only a $10 entry, and they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. You'd be crazy not to invest in your sports knowledge with that kind of potential return. Sign up at MyBookie. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to claim your 100% deposit match all the way up to $1,000. That means if you put in $100, they'll give you another $100 to gamble with. It's easy to jumpstart your bankroll this way. NFL, NBA, and MLB, they've got it all on tap, and it's never too late to get started. So let's go. MyBookie, it's winning season now, exclusively at MyBookie. And then there's this, Andy. Headline, WFAN close to a Craig Carton reunion.
Yeah, I've been reading about that. And there's an HBO documentary that's coming out in a week or so about that as well. Look, it's a ratings game. He was very, very successful in the morning. He has done his time. He's declared bankruptcy. His marriage has
listen
ended.
Listen to you, Andy. Where is your fire? Where is your anger? Where is your moral outrage that this profession of ours, this business we're in, has no scruples to go, oh, this guy, fuck him. Dirtbag, we're not hiring him. We would never hire a guy like this. A felon? No chance.
Well, but that's not the way that it works in this business. It's a ratings war. They kept the guy on for another 3 years who didn't know sports anymore and lied on a daily basis, Mike Francesa. Oh,
he didn't know sports, or he just lied a lot?
Well, he would make things up, you know, and when people would catch him in things, he wouldn't admit that
all the greats make shit up. See Beatrice Kamakin.
Right. So, you know, look, you don't have to listen to him if you don't want to, but I think it's compelling radio. You know, Denny McClain, when he went to jail for stealing pension funds in Detroit, I believe he had a radio show from inside the clink for a while.
Shut up.
I think he did.
If someone comes to you and says, Andy Poland, I've listened to you for years. My dad used to have you on in the car when I was going to school. I always love those stories. Makes me feel nice and old. And they say, I want to get into the business. Do you tell them, think again, and then would you bring up Craig Carton? I would say, listen, these jobs are hard to get and they're precious. And you're working your way up. You're doing great work. You're prepping. You're working on your craft. A spot opens up and then they hire a fucking felon right out of the big house. Don't get into this business. That's what I'd say.
Look, that's an unusual case. I think part of what made him good.
It doesn't matter. It's the number one market in the original sports talk station, and it's about to happen.
Zabe, this is a job where you sit on your tuchus and you talk sports.
I understand that.
Public policy decisions here.
I understand that. I'm saying it is as far from a meritocracy as anything out there.
Look, if the guy goes on the air and people don't listen to him because they think he's a dirtbag, he'll be off the air.
Yeah, but people will listen to it. People listen to whoever's there. That's the
not
thing.
Necessarily.
Yeah, for the most part.
Look, I mean, I've been laid off or fired four times. It happens. People decide whether you're necessary or you're not. And if you're bringing in listenership and you're bringing in revenue, you stay. Don Imus got another shot, you know, because he brought in a lot of revenue. Yeah. And, you know.
Well, I'm a little disappointed you couldn't slam this hire a bit more, especially given that you started. You helped start WFAN, and they're going to bring back a fucking felon who's a lying piece of shit. So there you go.
Yes, he is. But the object of the business is to get people to listen to you on the radio.
I understand.
And they feel that people are going to listen to him. Now, would I want him to date my daughter? No. But if he gets on the air and he gets listenership, he stays. If he gets back in trouble and he gets arrested for gambling again, he's going back to jail. He's off the air.
As the man who hates lying more than anything,
I do.
It is hard for me to fathom you being so milquetoast on this. This guy was a liar who stole people's money
right.
to piss away gambling. This should be on the he should be on the highest perch of your shit list ever, and you're going soft.
Oh. There was a look, the Philadelphia wanted him badly. There's a bidding war for this guy.
I know.
You know, I mean, let's not pretend that our business is like the Peace Corps here.
This is
a business where you get people to listen.
But there's lots of talented people out there.
Well, they must feel like this is a guy who can bring them the most revenue. And
you know what? Lazy shitheads in management hire other shitheads that they think are going to be an easy pop. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to take a chance on a young guy who might be, you know, a hard charger. They're just going to take the low-hanging fruit, and that's the way it is. That's why kids sell insurance. It's a steady biz. It's not exciting. You'll have weekends off, flexibility in your schedule. You retire at 50. You'll be rich as shit. It's portable. You can go from city to city. Don't do this clown show that we're doing here. It ain't what you think it is. All right, I'm going to find an edge. Here's the edge I'm going to find. Headline. Albert Hainsworth arrested again domestic violence charges in Tennessee.
Oh, I missed that one.
Because
you know that I will be leading the parade down Constitution Avenue when he declares bankruptcy.
He's already bankrupt, and he's going to die. He needs a new organ. He needs a new kidney or something like that, and they try to repurpose him as a sympathetic act, and now he's been arrested for driving from Franklin, Tennessee to Cleveland, Tennessee, which I didn't even know existed, and making threats to physically harm his ex-girlfriend and her boyfriend. What a dick-ass.
He's a dirtbag, but
finally,
if he could get 12 sacks a year, somebody'd have him on a roster. Well,
you know what? After he left our shop, he went to Tampa and then New England, or the other way around. Two extra stops. And guess who's leading the league in sacks through 3 weeks? Alden Smith. Alden Smith, who should have been way out of this league a million years ago, back exactly and leading the league point. In sacks. Yep. All right, Andy. Yep. Yeah, you kind of did make a point there. Happy New Year. Happy Day of Atonement. On we go. Onward with the Wolf, and we'll see what next week brings. Thank you, bud.
All right, Zay. Take care.
I tell you, sometimes I just want Andy to go, this is fucking bullshit. This guy, Craig Carton, there's nothing special about Craig Carton. Yeah, this guy, you could definitely get somebody else instead. But no, Andy, let's go along, get along, Andy. All right, now quickly for some coronavirus news. Many of you don't want to hear. I safely put it here at the end of the podcast, other than the Titans testing positive and the NFL's admission that they're using a lower cycle threshold in the NFL to determine who's positive or not. This comes to us today by way of Pennsylvania, where Governor Tom Wolf is hated by many because he is super hard lockdown governor. He has been rebuked by a federal court in the state saying your lockdowns are unconstitutional. And he is a big mask guy. And so today at a press conference, he, along with some state rep, were getting ready before the cameras were rolling in front of a hot mic. And they said, basically, all right, I'm going to keep my mask on for now, but I'm going to take it off when I speak because, you know, we need to do a little political theater.
That's right. They said this quiet part in their head out loud. Take a listen.
So Wendy, I'm gonna take my mask off when I speak.
I will as well. I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater.
Okay.
It just makes you so irate. It makes me irate. It doesn't make a lot of people irate that still believe in the magic of masks. I saw where Anders Tegnell of Sweden, again, the continuing A-plus student of the entire pandemic for how they handled this, Anders Tegnell had the best line. He said, when it comes to masks, he said, I really was skeptical from the start because, he said, it seems so easy, and any easy solution to a complex problem, I am naturally skeptical about. Amen to that. Somebody else pointed out that all the numbers we're getting fed now are bullshit in one way or another, and you can dig in and find out how they're counting deaths, when they're counting deaths, in terms of the hospital, you know, the positive, you know, results and all this stuff, state to state, CDC, you name it. Someone said, they tweeted that their general practitioner said they figure the government is producing garbage when it comes to numbers, and that the only thing that matters are hospitalizations and deaths. And those are both very low. The deaths are artificially high, by the way. Their death certificate matching old deaths. But the hospitalizations are fine. That's all that matters. That's what got us into this. Hospitalizations and deaths. That's it. Oh, and jobs lost and freedoms revoked without a single shot fired, without a single court decision to back them up. That's what should matter. Okay. Namaste. That'll be it for me today. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to the Zabecast. If this tickled you right in the sweet spot of, hey, that was a nice listen, I enjoyed that, then do tell a friend or two. And if you could, subscribe to Fridays. That way you get all 5 days of the week. Fridays, we gorge on football. Football Five Ways Friday, and we give out smoking hot gambling advice. Myself and Mr. X are off to an incredible start so far. And of course, if you want to wager on football or any sport, go to mybookie.com, put promo code ZABE in, get your $1,000 bonus, and away you go. Bet with your head, no over it, as we like to say. Thanks for listening. Tell a couple friends. Have yourself a great Wednesday, and we will see you next time. Hey, unless you've been under a rock, you know the NFL is back, college football is back, and the NBA Finals are underway. Prime betting season right now. It's winning season, though, at MyBookie. I don't know about you guys, but a little something-something on the game. Whether it's not that much, or maybe more than not that much, if you've got a hunch about something, is a lot more fun than just flipping around, oh, there's a game on. Get with MyBookie. MyBookie.com, the official website to get your sweet action with this Zabecast. Go there right now and put your deposit in. They will match your deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Pretty sweet, right? Plus, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only a $10 entry, and they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. I mean, come on. Get in on this. It is the best leverage you'll ever get to win a big payday without having to risk losing a big payday. All that and more is at mybookie.com. Promo code ZABE. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Get that 100% dollar for dollar matchup. Sign up today and bet with the site I use, mybookie.com. NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, it's all there at mybookie.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.